so as a result of creating that neighborhood improvement district, we are to serve as the catalyst for bringing about that positive and constructive change that was desired by the community and was the desire of the 2010 task force. And so that's what we've been actively doing over the course since our creation. The county hired me to serve as the executive director last year. I came on board in, I believe it was April of last year, maybe March. But I've been with the county for just a little over a year now. And we currently, our mission, our vision for the community is to serve as the entity that brings businesses, citizens, and government together to solve the issues, the problems that are hurting the business community. And so we are challenged with working to strengthen the local economy, by strengthening local businesses, working to eliminate impediments such as crime and other regulations, where there might be potential for over-regulation or things within the county's own rules and policies and regulations that are hindering the success of our businesses here in this community. And we are also here to work towards improving the overall public image of Pine Hills. As you know, we have a very nasty nickname. And if you watch Channel News, Channel 9 News, here on Monday night, they did an expose and they started off storyline talking about the redevelopment, the Town Center redevelopment project, but it was all premised on us being that nasty little nickname that everybody calls us, and I'm not going to repeat it, but we all know what it is. And then, of course, it hurts us because, last night we had a terrible shooting that took place. Luckily, it was not in the district, but it was next to the district. It's those types of things that are hurting us and hurting our businesses in this community. So we've got to be able to come up with good strategies that help to eliminate those negative things that are occurring in the community and in the district that's driving businesses away. And so we're actively working on those issues. We're actively working as an organization to further that vision and mission of creating a family-oriented, pro-business environment for the Pine Hills community. And of course, we embrace the multicultural environment that we have here in this community. We have a very diverse population, a very diverse culture, and we want to highlight that and show people the good things that are going on in this community. And we want people to understand that Pine Hills is more than just those negative stories that have led in the news for the last 20-some-odd years. So we're out there working to address those issues and resolve those problems. So just to kind of give you a quick overview of some of the projects that we're working on, we're currently in the process of developing a neighborhood improvement plan for the district. The neighborhood improvement plan is a listing of all the projects that we intend to execute in order to bring about improvements in the community. And it's both projects and programs. So we're talking about infrastructure investments and programs that are to be funded that will help us to achieve our goal of creating that environment.
Funded by Orange County?
It will be funded by Orange County and either through local funds or through grants. That we obtain federal, state, local grants, whatever the case may be, or private for that matter. We want folks to understand that this is not an overnight process. We are talking about a 15 or 20-year process to get us to where we want to be. These types of changes, we didn't get into the situation that we're in overnight. We're not going to get out of it overnight. And it's going to take a lot of investment, and we're literally talking hundreds of millions of dollars to invest in this community. And not all of those dollars have to come from the county. We're not looking for all that. What we're looking to do is to create the right environment to bring private investors into Pine Hills to invest in Pine Hills. And so one of the challenges that we have, for example, is that along Pine Hills Road, we have no sewer. Pine Hills Road does not have sewer. And that's a big problem. You cannot have major investment. You cannot have someone come in and purchase up some of these houses that were converted from residential use into business use and build traditional business space and commercial buildings if there's no sewer. They're not going to foot the bill and build in Pine Hills if there's no sewer. And they're not going to put that sewer in themselves because it's cost prohibitive. And to give you an example, I can tell you of two instances. The first involves one of our advisory council members. She has a daycare currently on Pine Hills Road. It sits right next to the Boys and Girls Club. And she wants to tear down that building and the building next to her and build a new facility. But in order to do that, she has to tie into sewer. But she's going to have to pay for that extension to be able to connect into the sewer. But that's several hundred thousands of dollars. And for a small business, that's impossible. And so not only does she have to put the infrastructure in place, but then she's got to turn around and pay impact fees that the county charges and connection fees into the sewer system. And you're talking literally about $300,000 to $400,000, and that's before she even starts construction on the building itself. And so all of a sudden, it becomes cost prohibitive. So what we have to do is we have to look at those types of situations. We had an instance, there's a plaza that's located over there near Hiawassee. It's actually to the east of Hiawassee on Silver Star Road. If you've been over there, you know across from, well, it's kind of angled, but where the Bravo Shopping Center is, if you go directly across the street, you have that little small shopping center. And then right down from it, you have another shopping center that has a bar located in it. Well, a lady came in and bought that plaza, an investor came in and bought that plaza. And they got in there and discovered after they bought it that the septic system was no good. The septic system had failed. It needed to be replaced. She wanted to connect into sewer. But she found out when she wanted to connect into sewer, it was going to cost her somewhere in the neighborhood of about $230,000 to connect into the county sewer. She couldn't afford it because they didn't budget for it. And, you know, from an environmental perspective, we shouldn't be pushing septic tanks. But ultimately, they had to put in a septic tank again because it was the only cost-efficient thing to do, or the most cost-efficient thing to do. And so we've put ourselves in a situation here in Pine Hills where if you're a business, if you're an investor, why are you going to spend that kind of money to come and build in Pine Hills when you can go to a COE? You can go to, you know, to the south side and over here near International Drive or anywhere else, you know, versus Pine Hills. And Pine Hills, you know, we're an area, and this is important for you to understand as a potential candidate, as a potential commissioner, Pine Hills has lost 40% of its tax digest value in the last 5 years. That's revenue that's being lost to the county. Because that tax value, because of the blight, because of the crime, because of the issues that are going on, it's reducing the value of people's property because people don't want to move to this area. People don't want to invest in this area. And with the foreclosures that occurred, that actually compounded the problem, not just because it brought down neighborhoods, but because it also caused an increase in criminal activity because people were going into these homes, they were using them for improper uses, and, you know, it was creating more blight in the community. Now, luckily, we've seen a lot of those properties begin to get purchased and picked up, and they're kind of moving off the market. Folks are coming in, they're buying them, they're fixing them up, they're doing stuff with them. But we've got to figure out a way in which to stimulate economic investment, economic development opportunities here in this community, to bring jobs back to this community, as well as to encourage the community itself to shop and do business intentionally with local merchants first. And so we have a number of programs that we have out there. We've partnered with the community council. The community council launched a Shop Pine Hills initiative. How many years ago? 3 years ago. And so rather than try to duplicate what they're doing, we've actually partnered with them to go out and encourage the businesses to sign up for that, to get involved with that. And let's create a reason to encourage the people of this community to support the businesses.
What were you talking about that you're partnering with? Is the community, what's the name of that?
The Pine Hills Community Council.
Okay, Pine Hills Community.
Yeah, and I'll let Bertina talk about that organization because that's she's been a member for many, many years and is a part of their executive committee as well and has served in a number of roles within that organization. But as a part of that effort, in addition to the Shop Pine Hills, we've also launched a business association in order to give the businesses a forum. It serves as a conduit to provide information to businesses about resources that can help them and hopefully potentially help strengthen and grow those businesses. But it also serves as a means for businesses to be able to network with each other because what we're trying to do is encourage the business community to support one another and to share the products and services of their businesses and other businesses with their own clientele to encourage those individuals to shop and do business with local merchants. We also have a beautification program. There's a couple of programs that we have that operate here within the district. The first one is a program called BANK. It stands for the Business Assistance for Neighborhood Corridors, and we provide grants to businesses that are within the district and actually just outside of the district. They can receive up to $5,000 to make improvements to their facade, to make improvements to their landscaping. That can include repainting the building, putting up awnings, redoing their signage, things that would help to change the visual appearance of the buildings and create a more positive environment that would encourage people to shop and do business with local merchants. We also launched a beautification award, and basically that's just to try to create a means by which to recognize those businesses that are doing a really good job of maintaining their buildings and maintaining their landscape so we can hopefully encourage other businesses. And we're actually seeing an uptake in people using the bank program because, you know, if somebody does something nice, everybody's got to keep up with the Joneses, and that's kind of the mentality that we're looking for. Is trying to encourage people to use that bank program to fix up their properties because their neighbor did it. And so those who go through the bank program, we're trying to encourage them to share that with their neighbors and encourage them to push that program and help create a better environment for the district itself. And, of course, the last part of that is we're about to launch a district cleanup initiative. It's not going to happen this fiscal year, but the next fiscal year, we're really going to focus on that. We want to put out more trash cans, trash receptacles, because we've got too much debris being thrown down. But we also want to challenge the businesses as part of kind of adopt-a-can type program, where we can encourage, either quarterly cleanup programs where we just come in and clean up the debris in the community. And then in the meantime, we have businesses that, if they're willing, they can adopt a can, and we can put a can out there at their business, and they just have to empty it and keep it clean and keep it nice. And it's really about trying to encourage the people of the community to take pride in their community and not litter. And then again, this goes in conjunction with what the community council has done for many years through their Clean Up, Green Up, Spruce Up campaign. I know I just mauled it, but they have a campaign that they do that they've done for many years, and we want to continue that message and can continue to encourage people because that trash creates blight and it creates an environment that people don't want to come to. And so we're actively working to do that. And then we've got a number of other different programs that we have within the district itself. Perhaps, one of the most important things that we've done is we've launched a program called the Pine Hills Pillar Initiative. And I've included this here for you so you'll have it as well. But as a part of our efforts, when I first came on board, I recognized that we just didn't have enough voices of leadership in the community. And what we wanted to do is we wanted to challenge the businesses as well as the citizens to be voices of leadership in the community. For many years, our champion has been Bertina and the Community Council and the Safe Neighborhood Partnership. And so what our goal was to grow and expand those voices. And so we've been actively recruiting business leaders as well as citizens. And right now we have over 230 that are currently participating in the program. And the Pine Hills Pillar Initiative is just a grassroots effort. And what we're asked to do is people to take a personal pledge to be those voices of leadership within the community and embrace three key principles that are necessary for our success, which is about inspiration, education, and dedication. We can't make change happen in the community until we first inspire the community to change. And so these individuals make that commitment to go out there and inspire the community to change and to fight for positive, constructive change within the community. And we also challenge them to educate themselves and educate others about the resources that either are currently available or could be made available for us to make that change happen. What we're talking about is identifying potential state, federal, local, private grant opportunities that are out there, working to ensure that elected officials are committed to this community and are out there working to support this community and funding our needs in this community. And then the last part is the dedication. And the dedication is there because, again, this is not a short-term project. This is a long-term project. And people have to be committed for the long haul because we're looking, like I said, at a 15 or 20-year process to go through before we can really turn things around, unless one of us wins the lottery and throws a bunch of money into Pine Hills, which I swore that I would do if I ever won. But it's important that we recognize that and understand that so that we don't delude ourselves into thinking that next week we're going to miraculously change the community and then end up feeling defeated because we didn't get there. And so it is a slow process. But the big thing is we just have to make sure that those who are coming into office or running for public office understand and know who we are, what we do, and why we're doing it. Because at the end of the day, it is about helping this community. It is about transforming this community into a place where people feel like it's home, and it's a place that they can be proud of, and it gives the people who hear that, hey, you're from Pine Hills, that they don't have that negative reaction. And it was very interesting a couple weeks ago. Well, it's been about 4 weeks ago now. We were over at Evans High School as a part of the Town Center Redevelopment Planning Project that we did with the American Planning Association. And we were there talking to the kids, and we were asking them, how do people react to you when they find out that you're from Pine Hills? And what do you think about your community? And what would you like to see happen and change in your community? And it was really eye-opening to hear these kids talk and talk about how much they have a love for this community, but the challenges that they face and the things that they want for themselves so that they can stay here and they can raise their families. And the biggest thing is right now they don't have a lot of opportunity. When they're here in Pine Hills, they don't have opportunity. They have educational opportunity because of Evans High School. But when they leave Evans, they don't have jobs to go to. They don't have economic opportunities to go to. And, they were honest, and some of them said they want to leave. They want to go somewhere else. But when we asked them the question, would you stay if it offered it? Overwhelmingly, they said yes. They are concerned about the issues of crime in the community. They don't like the fact, that this is a part of their life, and they want to see it change. From our perspective, we can do things that will help to bring about that change, that could create an environment where, Pine Hills is no longer that nasty place to be. It's a place where investment opportunities exist, and economic opportunities exist, and an opportunity to live in a quality community. And, you know, we want to be able to bring back things, you know, like the Christmas parades. You know, it's how many years has it been since we've had a Christmas parade? 10 years, I think you told me. It's been a long time.
We haven't had one since I've been here, 30 years.
Well, it's been a long time.
30 years.
And that's a long time to go for a community not to have some type of annual community event that celebrates who we are and what we do. And you know, I'll put it out there bluntly that Orange County forgot about Pine Hills. And I was listening, as I mentioned, you know, that Channel 9 did a news article, and not only did they start the story off in talking about that nasty nickname,